This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dennis McGuire, Chief Strategy Officer at ID Avatars. ID Avatars specializes in addressing business problems by delivering patient and consumer engagement solutions across the healthcare and self-service continuum. Dennis, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
Hey, good to have you with us. So now I hear that since the last time we spoke, you've had some exciting developments that are designed to impact the digital engagement and self-service industry. Can you update us on what's been going on in your world since we last spoke?
Yeah, very much so. In the last month, as you know, I was with a CEO of a company named CodeBaby, who was specializing in some of the payer market requirements in the healthcare industry. And we recently merged with ID Avatars. And the combined company brings really leading-edge patient and customer engagement technologies to help solve this growing consumerism need that's obviously taken over the industry. So we're very excited to combine the resources and bring some of the leading-edge solutions to the market.
That certainly is exciting news. Now, what are the key market trends impacting healthcare right now?
Well, Eric, as you know, on the payer side, you know, we continue to see the improvement with helping consumers and members with their personalized decision support and self-service solutions online. And so, you know, the first few years as this consumerism has taken the industry by storm, we're seeing the maturation of the tools and allowing the consumer to really look at things online on the web, and having very personalized decision tools to work with. And so combining that with, again, with the merged company now, we also have a much stronger relationship on the provider side. And it's very interesting to see that the delivery side of the healthcare market is also moving to very quickly provide a really unified picture of the consumer or their patients' kind of healthcare portfolio of their information, their history, and making it easy to work with the different levels of healthcare providers in the market. So you see both sides of the healthcare markets really starting to drive towards making it easy to do business with them, easy to get the information, become educated on their particular situation, and just overall easier to do business with. So it's very interesting to see that accelerating.
How do you recommend payers and exchanges best serve the consumer here?
Well, I think as the consumer starts to see that, you know, they start to accept the reality that many of the decisions are things they have to make on their own, and it's not just an option their employer is giving them, that this idea that I mentioned a little earlier about how do I provide the best tools to customize around my unique situation so that I'm comfortable and confident that I'm making the best possible decisions for myself and my family when it comes to healthcare plan selection or hospital or doctor selection and what's the right thing for my particular situation. So that whole idea about being able to online provide that personalized decision support and education is just, I think, still where the focus will be because it's such a complex environment to try and navigate on your own.
Today we are with Dennis McGuire, once again, Chief Strategy Officer at ID Avatars, that specializes in addressing business problems by delivering patient and consumer engagement solutions across the healthcare and self-service continuum here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dennis, what are some of the areas that you're seeing the most engagement from consumers in healthcare, and what techniques in your experience are successfully addressing these areas?
Yeah, I think one of the challenges in getting consumers to own their health care is kind of how you might break the market apart. You know, you see obviously huge acceleration and adoption of different wearable devices to help understand and manage your activity levels and some of your conditioning things and diet management, et cetera. And what's interesting to me there is that portion of the population, though, is not really the portion that we need to drive the most engagement with. The people that are adopting some of these technologies are taking ownership of their health, and so what we're seeing are a lot of new techniques and strategies around the idea of life management tools for the majority of the population that, you know, our day-to-day lives are so hectic and we're so consumed with family activities, family obligations, work-life balance challenges that we're seeing the strategies around how do we help people manage those activities such that it does give them the time to really begin to address their healthcare needs. Because right now, unfortunately, a large part of the population doesn't worry about the healthcare environment until they actually have to use the system. And of course, there's a huge desire to try and drive that portion of the population to begin engaging in actively managing and owning their health care. And so some of the, versus just pure technology solutions, you're starting to see strategies around the life work balance, obligations outside work that are, you know, just leave no time in the day for the average consumer to really deal with their personal health needs. So you'll see, I think, some of the movements from just pure technology solutions to overall processes within the employer audiences that really allow the consumer employee to figure out how to make their healthcare a priority.
Lastly, what are the obvious areas that patient and or consumer engagement and self-service can make a difference?
Well, I think, you know, as consumers, we need to really map out kind of what is the experience that you go through as a patient or a consumer. What's that journey within an organization's system and processes, and really start to demand that you're given the tools from your network of service offerings that you work with, and understanding kind of that journey from the consumer shopping side all the way through support. And what it means to me, and demand that your particular providers are starting to meet your needs, and because they want to, they're motivated to, but not necessarily knowing what is it that you'll engage with, what is it that will motivate you to further take ownership in your part of the healthcare continuum, and so. I think as consumers, we have that obligation to really work on that. And as service providers, we really need to understand what that patient engagement journey looks like and provide all of the possible options and ways to interact and educate our targeted audiences efficiently.
Well, Dennis, we certainly do appreciate your taking the time to get us up to speed on the latest as well as the news on Code Baby's merge with ID Avatars. Certainly wish you all continued success there. Before you go, tell us where we can get more information on ID Avatars.
Yeah, our website is www.idavatars.com, and our contact information is available on the website.
Easy enough. Well, Dennis, once again, thanks for your time, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with, once again, Dennis McGuire, Chief Strategy Officer at ID Avatars, that specializes in addressing business problems by delivering patient and consumer engagement solutions across the healthcare and self-service continuum. And to learn more, visit idavatars.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.